You're not going to make me listen to this shit, Gabriella. You are wrong. Very wrong. Use your bloody head, girl. I love that little boy with all my heart. And as for your brother, I don't believe a word of it. They must have the wrong person. But Gabby could see the fear in her mother's eyes, and she knew that it was true. Every word of it. I met your old mate Jeannie today. That's how I know everything. She told me all about the house in Ilford. She could see her mother's head working, trying to figure out exactly what she was saying. Could almost hear her brain whirring as she tried to lie her way out of what they both knew was the truth. What the hell have you been taking this time, eh? What the fuck are you on, Gabriella, to make you come out with this shit? Gabby found she'd picked up a large bronze statue of a cat. As she held it in her scarred hands, she felt the weight of it. Her mother kept talking. The world, according to Cynthia Taylor, who, along with God himself, was almost omnipotent in the lives of her family, who ruled everyone around her with a rod of iron. She could see her mother's mouth moving constantly, but she couldn't hear what she was saying anymore. All she was conscious of was a rushing noise in her ears. Then she struck her. She lifted the bronze statue back over her head and hit her mother across the face with it, using all the force she could muster and enjoying the feeling of total retaliation. She was determined now, determined to shut her mother up once and for all. Cynthia fell sideways onto the white leather sofa. The spray of blood that came from her mother's face was like a crimson mist. Gabby hit her again and again, each blow easing the knot inside her, each blow seeming to calm the erratic beating of her heart. She looked down at the bloodied form and, for the first time in years, she felt almost at peace. Her mother's face was unrecognisable, a deep red gash that was pumping out blood at an alarming rate. Gabby looked at the woman she had hated nearly all her life. Then she sat down on the ladder-backed chair her mother was convinced was an antique, put her face into her bloodied hands and cried.